Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Tour the pit.
On Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Islam ID. Allah my Lord. His word Quran. Muhammad Prophet. Praise be upon.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Youth Station. Choo choo ka choo. It's the Youth Station for you.
Yeah, that's very true. That's the sound of Youth Station.
Exactly. Like at the beginning, you don't like it. You're like, what is this?
The motto of Youth Station.
I'm Muzaffar Haider.
Yes, and I'm Asma.
Sister. So I stumbled across this new word.
Yes.
I like discovering new words, especially if they sound like this. Driblisa.
Yeah, it's so it sounds so archaic.
Yeah, it's like driblisa. What is driblisa? It's apparently an English word.
Yes, of course it is. Mm. It is perhaps the addition of two words, dream and bliss. Like a bliss that happens only in your dreams, in your imagination.
So they took out the M, dream.
Yes,
bliss.
In order to make it phonetically easier.
Okay.
So it is Drimblisa, but it is Dimblisa.
Driblisa.
Yes, Driblisa. So, yes, sometimes we have some imaginations about some people, but those imaginations are not totally true. We should never think of any human being as a perfect creation.
Oh, you can say that.
There's no masterpiece.
Oh, my God. Never do that. Never think of somebody as perfect. Unless it's the prophet.
It happens to all of us. We put people on the pedestal, but suddenly, very suddenly, our entire trust is broken.
Yeah.
And we come up like, oh my God, I shouldn't have trusted those people. Mm. And in the end, you're going to turn into a person who is scared of trusting other people or situations, perhaps, or getting into new relationships, or
and sometimes you don't only damage yourself, you can damage that person that you have that perception about as well, because they don't even realize that you have that perception of them.
Yes, of
and,
course.
And you're thinking of them as some sort of angel, and they're like, well, why are you expecting all that?
Turn out to be the other way.
Yeah, sometimes.
So perfection is the thing that does not exist in this world. I told you, there is no masterpiece. When I'm in a relationship, I should notice the very fact that my friend is a human being, that a person I'm longing to have a relationship with is a breathing being. So he is not the... you know the story of Pygmalion we have in literature?
No.
There was a person who was a sculptorist. He made sculptures. So he created a sculpture. It is in mythology, and then Bernard Shaw wrote a play out of it.
Okay.
The sculptorist made a sculpture, and he loved that sculpture so much in a way that he cried before that sculpture, and he longed for that sculpture to turn into a human being.
Uh-huh.
And then when that sculpture turned into a human being, it was not exactly the same way as he wished for it. So the story of Pygmalion was something like that. You have something in your imagination about somebody, but that thing turns out to be a different thing.
Uh-huh.
The flower you are watering and in the hope of one day turning out into a tree of delicious fruits, you turn out to suddenly understand that that plant is not fruiting at all, is not making fruit at all.
Yeah, yeah.
So we should never have such idealistic ideas on people because we might turn out to be the one who loses their trust on humanity.
And of course, this applies to a greater extent, I'd say, to the representatives of the religion, especially to scholars, you know, because they, you know, speaking for myself, and for other scholars out there, when you're wearing the clothing of the prophet, it's going to reflect.
You're the symbol of religion.
You become a symbol of the religion, and it's a huge and almost devastating responsibility, to the extent that if you commit a small mistake, it can, you know, have completely devastating
people
consequences.
People around you have a magnifier in their hands and they're watching you in a zoomed up picture. So you have to be so perfect. You are not going to be because you are a human being and many things can happen in the lifetime of a human being.
Mm.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
I looked up the word driblisa and it came up with having happiness or like liking someone because of a good dream that you've had about them.
Yes. Yes, it is. No, but imagination, yes. This story of Pygmalion has many times happened to me. I say, okay, this photo that I have created of that person is so true and so perfect and so colorful. But when I go deep down, I see the devil coming out to me. So I just hold back and say, I should not give people my trust so easily.
It's all about expectations. And sometimes it's expectations that we have of ourselves as well, right?
I mean, yes.
Sometimes you admire somebody else. Sometimes it's even worse. You admire yourself because of the image that you've created of yourself in your head.
Yes, in some situations you come to know yourself that you're not what you thought you are. And those situations are very... sometimes very strange because it becomes like a weird... You become like a weird picture in front of yourself. You do not know yourself. And those situations are very difficult to bear.
As time passes, you start to know yourself more and more. But yeah, you do realize at one point that you never knew yourself at all.
You know, the new generation, as we are all youngsters, the new generation usually do that. I mean, if they have a friend, if they have a professor, if they have, I don't know, somebody at work, they look at them like they are some perfect human beings. But the consequence of that expectation, as you said, is very horrible because sometimes you're not just losing your trust, but you become such a timid person, you won't get to trust people anymore. You would turn into a lonesome person. You won't get to...
I remember in my time of innocence when we were kids in school and the teacher would say one swear word. Not even a bad swear word, you know, just like, damn it or something. But something slightly worse than that. And you'd be like, oh, how can you do that?
Yes.
And then you don't realize that...
She uses those words too.
Yeah. You're like, what? But you can't. You're a teacher. How can you do that? Then when you grow up, you realize that, oh, okay.
So that's the way of life. Well, human beings have two parts. I think like the moon. Half of the moon, we see it. The other half of the moon is invisible to us.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
The dark side of the moon is actually never facing the Earth.
Yes, and we never see that part.
We've never seen it.
Yes, we've never seen it.
What if it turns around one day and we see something terrifying?
That's going to be so scary. Just imagine that in the sky, something turns out to be so horrible.
Yeah. But it could be something beautiful as well. You know, it could be.
Maybe.
Yeah. Have you ever experienced that sometimes your relationship with somebody is really good, like you've got a really good friend and you're talking to them, they're happy, you're happy. The next day, for apparently no reason...
They show you their verse.
They're just like turned off from you. They just don't like you anymore. Or you just feel this kind of weird distance, like...
I mean, it's been a long life, so yes, it has happened.
Yeah.
Even if I don't remember, but I remember the feeling that I had.
Don't you feel like they might have had a bad dream about you?
Maybe it happens to some people.
But you don't remember most of your dreams.
Nothing is impossible.
You don't remember most of your dreams.
Yes, we don't remember.
Because whenever you're sleeping, you are dreaming. Your brain just doesn't stop moving and taking you different places. The point is you just don't remember it when you wake up.
Yes.
And even though you don't remember what happened, the subconscious memories stay with you. So if you've had certain bad dreams about somebody, then in the day, you're going to treat them a little bit differently. And if you've had good dreams about somebody, you're going to treat them differently as well. You're going to be happier around them.
Yes. We could also take that as a metaphor, you know, if we consider dreaming and that imagination and expectations that we have of people, we could put it this way, that just like the dreams, when we wake up, we sometimes don't remember anything, or we don't just put so much credits on those dreams. In real life also, about our imaginations, we don't have to give them so much of credits. We have to take them so moderately. I mean, even if we think that somebody is very good, we should put some space for them, that they are human beings and they might go exactly the other way of what we have thought of them. True?
Yeah, I don't like that feeling. It makes things really unpredictable and...
You have to be all the time suspecting things.
And the Quran says, you know, avoid most of suspicion.
Yes.
Sometimes suspicion can even be, you know, ithm, it can even be a sin. Do you ever feel like you're living two lives? Because... You wake up and you don't remember your dreams.
A double life.
Yeah, you really are living a double life, because when you wake up, you don't remember your dreams. Then when you go to sleep, you don't remember what you were doing in the day.
Yes.
You have an entire life that you're living.
No, it's interesting.
During your sleep.
I think it's interesting.
You have no real memory of what you were doing in your sleep. Where you were going, who you were talking to.
I think the brain goes where it wants to go. So it's not like I don't remember anything. I remember, but I'm not in it. It's my brain. It's my soul, perhaps.
It is your soul at certain points, but even then you don't remember it.
Yes, we don't remember it. Is it bad that we don't remember it?
I think
sometimes
it's
good it's that we don't remember it.
Why? Do you think terrible things are happening?
Yes, because some dreams are so terrible.
A lot of what's in the subconscious mind is forming your opinions about people and how you interact with people.
Exactly, the subconscious.
And there is so much in the subconscious mind that we just don't have access to. We can't access it. We don't know what's there. It is so dark and deep.
And there's something. How could we teach that to our kids? I mean, how shall I teach my younger brother or sister that you should have this idea that people are not perfect? You shouldn't go for too much of idealistic thoughts about people. There's no one who's perfect. If you are religious, be religious for your own credits. Mm. Don't let that be invested on a person. Because if that person does something wrong, then your entire creed is going to be crushed. So you're going to be in an abyss. It's going to be very difficult for you. How should we teach the youngsters, the kids? How should we tell them that it's a dangerous world? True, but then don't be too dependent on people, on the images you have of people.
Mm. I don't know, because when you say that, I'm thinking of my kids.
So
I wouldn't know how to even start with that with her, because I don't want her to know how terrifying the world is right now.
Has she ever talked to you about such an experience? I mean, she trusted her friend and then...
Well, she had one experience with one other girl who was not very nice to her.
Yes.
You know, and that was really like, it was a new experience for her. She'd never experienced kind of bullying or anything
yes.
of that nature, right? So it was interesting to see how it affected her. Because it was such a new experience, it was very, like, emotionally taxing for her.
Of course.
You know?
So we take it that from the very early ages of our life, we'll learn that we shouldn't...
Not everybody
make
should
a perfect
be, yeah.
image of other people.
I
Your friend,
guess,
your...
But then
perhaps-
she has other girlfriends that she loves. You know, and she probably admires certain people. I mean, she admires me, right?
That's a problem.
That's really scary. It's like,
yes.
Man, wait till you get a bit older and you realize I'm nothing.
Yeah.
I don't know how you can't. For children, I don't think you can pop that bubble.
It's a very sad feeling when you have an image and that image is broken.
Yeah.
Why do we expect people to be too good?
because we are naturally inclined towards hero worship.
Hero worship, that's a good point.
Right?
Yes.
But that's going to have to be a topic for the next time because we've unfortunately run out of time.
Time flies.
Yeah, it does. So, yeah, we've been discussing about Driblisa.
Yes, Driblisa.
Driblisa, yeah. Driblisa, it's this, basically your thoughts and your opinions about somebody are shaped because of imaginations.
Yes,
and because
some
of
good imaginations,
things which
some
have
perfect
been
images you
into
have
your
of those
subconscious,
people.
Yeah, and the expectations that you have. We hope that you enjoyed and benefited from the discussion, inshallah. From myself and from Sister Asma, we bid you assalamu alaikum wa fi amanillah.
Yes, fi amanillah.